Alright, let's go. Hi guys, welcome back to my podcast. I have absolutely missed singing that. I mean, my roommates will say, why must you sing your own? Everybody's saying it, why must you sing your own? I'm sorry, it's like a covenant. I don't know what the covenant is, but yeah. Hi guys, welcome back to my podcast. I am your host, Onyeka Sola, also known as She Speaks, and you're listening to the She Speaks podcast. And I absolutely love talking to you guys, and I miss doing this so much. I miss it. And I remember saying that I was going to be consistent, and I think, to the best of my knowledge, ability, power, might, I have been, because it is what it is, sha. I've been doing okay. How are you guys doing? Hope everything is good. Hope everything is great. I know Nigeria is happening to my Nigerian listeners, and I pray that Nigeria does not happen to us in Jesus' name. We are more than conquerors. God is with us, in us, and by us, and all things being equal, God is forever our guy. So no matter how bad the economy might be, God is our provider. Jara is our supply, right? And a little bit of motivation before I even dive into what I'm talking about today. I want you to know that in the middle of the storm, there is joy in chaos, and there is joy for the sons of God. So no matter how bad it might be, I want you to know that Jesus is forever there for us, okay? So today I'm going to be talking to us about something that is very important and was a trend for the longest on Ambassador's internet. It was such a hassle. Like, I was wondering, what is the problem? So I'm going to be talking about that today. So if you want to know what I'm talking about today, which you might know from the title of this podcast already, but if you want to hear more, stay tuned and don't go anywhere. All right. So from the name of this episode, you might already know that I'm talking about Stop Diagnosing Yourself, OCD edition. So when I mean stop diagnosing yourself, I don't want to just go straight into it and make you feel like I'm being insensitive. So I view mental health from the most sensitive POV, and my biggest advice is that you should stop diagnosing yourself. I mean, we've seen on Ambassador's internet how people just come up and say, oh, I have OCD, and you ask them why. Because I like my things being arranged. Excuse you? You say what now? Are you joking? Like, things don't work that way. I mean, you're sad does not always mean that you have depression, and I'm saying this with all love, empathy, and caution in my heart. Like, I'm actually being very cautious with how I speak today, because I don't want to trigger anybody. I know how mental illnesses can be, and I'm very much in the know about how these things work, but I'm also saying this with all caution, empathy, and also a little bit of warning, right? So that you're sad doesn't always mean depression. I mean, it's a symptom of depression, but it doesn't mean that you're depressed. That you have short attention span doesn't automatically mean that you have ADHD. Do you get? And please, in the name of the Lord that we all serve, and in the name of whatever God you believe in, please, cleanliness and orderliness and being neat is not the same thing as having OCD. Having mood swings doesn't mean bipolar disorder, and there are criteria and standardized methods of diagnosing these things, and these symptoms could be just pointers to these mental illnesses. But you understand what I mean when I say stop diagnosing yourself, and if you don't, that's why you're listening. Do not go anywhere. So there are people that get admitted in the hospital for these terms that we just like to throw around, these terms that we just like to do whatever we like with, and I would like that we are more aware. But can we not be extreme? Like, can I talk? Can we not be extreme? I like that we are aware about these things, but can we not take these things overboard? Can we actually be aware and be properly aware? So please, let's pay attention to our mental health. It is as real as physical health, but resist the urge to play with it. Resist the urge to just make light of it. Resist the urge to just throw it around. And this is the OCD edition of Stop Diagnosing Yourself. And by God's grace, I'll be talking about other mental illnesses. And by grace of God, I've taken courses on mental health and mental illnesses, and I'm currently a counselor somewhere in a mental health organization that talks about these things. So I'm very much in the know of the things I say. That's why I say that I'm very cautious and I'm talking with empathy, because I know how triggering these things can be. So if you're going to be triggered, I just think that you should listen cautiously and don't pick out the triggers. Or how would I say it now? If you know that you're going to be triggered, you should probably not continue listening or something, because I'm actually going to be very blunt on here. So, OCD edition. What is OCD? OCD means obsessive compulsive disorder. I'm very sure that even some people that claim to have this illness do not even know the full meaning. And I'm saying this with all my full chest. I can be certain that most people that even say that, oh, I have ADHD, I have OCD, they don't even know the full meaning. And OCD is a disorder that can be defined as excessive thoughts that leads to repetitive behaviors. Okay, I'll take that again. Excessive thoughts, which is obsession, that leads to repetitive behaviors, which is compulsions. And from the name of this disorder, you can see that it means obsessive compulsive disorders. So it is characterized by unreasonable thoughts and fears that leads to compulsive behaviors. It's a common disorder. Okay, it's very common, and over 100,000 cases are recorded per year in Nigeria. OCD actually requires a medical diagnosis and cannot be cured. However, it can be treated to manage the illness. So it mainly centers on things like fear of germs or a need to arrange stuff in a specific manner. And symptoms begin gradually and vary throughout life. So the major symptoms of OCD are this: fear of contamination or dirt, doubting and having difficulty tolerating uncertainty, needing things orderly and symmetrical, aggressive or horrific thought about losing control and harming yourself or others, unwanted thoughts including aggression or sexual religious subjects. So patients that are diagnosed with OCD may experience compulsive behavior, agitation, compulsive hoarding, hypervigilance, impulsivity, and meaningless repetition of their own words, repetitive movements, words, actions. And these are like several categories of OCD, but there are majorly four categories. The first one is the cleaning or contamination OCD. The second one is the hoarding OCD. The third one is the harming OCD. The fourth one is the order or symmetry or even counting compulsions OCD. And therapy and medications are the main treatment of this disorder. So to treat OCD, you need therapy. Yeah, you do. Like I said, there are symptoms of obsessions, compulsions, or both. And these symptoms, they interfere with all aspects of their life, such as work, school, their personal relationships, their repeated thoughts, urges, or mental images that can even cause anxiety. So OCD doesn't necessarily stop at OCD. It sometimes extends to having anxiety. And I already mentioned common symptoms, which includes fear of germs, aggressive thoughts, having things arranged in a perfect order. So those are the obsessions of OCD. There are repeated thoughts, urges that causes anxiety, fear of germs, arrangement of stuff, unwanted taboo and all of those, unwanted thoughts and all of those. So the compulsions are the repetitive behaviors that a person with OCD feels the urge to do in response to the obsession. So compulsions is the response to the obsession in the sense that when somebody is scared of germs or contamination, wants things arranged in a certain place, aggressive thoughts towards others, unwanted thoughts, their response to it is what is called compulsions. And this includes excessive cleaning or hand washing, ordering and arranging things in a particular and precise way, repeatedly checking on things to make sure that things are, like, someone with OCD will repeatedly check on things to the extent that I might be driving out of my house right now, and in my head I've not locked the door. Let me say I've taken a 20 minutes drive away from my house. I would turn back to go check the door that I had actually locked, thinking that I had not locked it. It's that bad. And they have compulsive counting as well. They will count and count and count and count just to be sure. So it is very insensitive to think that because you have all of these symptoms, you automatically have OCD. Nah, because not all rituals or habits are compulsions. Everybody double checks things sometimes. But the person with OCD generally cannot control his or her thoughts or behaviors. And even when those thoughts or behaviors are recognized as excessive, they can spend at least an hour a day on this thought or behavior, just thinking about these things that is going on with them. They don't get pleasure from performing the normal things that we do. She gets. So some individuals with OCD, they have a tic disorder. What do I mean by tic? Motor tics. Motor tics are sudden, they're brief, they're repetitive movements like eye blinking and other eye movements, facial grimacing. They shrug their shoulders, they jerk their shoulders and their heads, like they clear their throats repetitively, they sniff, they grunt, all of those things. And these symptoms, they may come and go, they may ease over time, they may worsen. People with OCD may try to like help themselves avoid situations that can trigger their obsessions, which might lead to compulsions. I hope you guys are getting it now. And they may use alcohol or drugs to calm themselves. Although most adults with OCD recognize that what they are doing doesn't make sense. You get. Some adults and most children may not realize that this behavior is out of the ordinary. And parents or teachers typically recognize OCD treatment, OCD symptoms in children. Now, how can we deal with OCD? OCD is typically treated with medication, like I said, psychotherapy, medication, or a combination of both. Most patients with OCD respond to treatment. Some patients might continue to experience symptoms. As I said, there's no permanent treatment for it, according to the best of my knowledge. It might beg to differ. So sometimes people with OCD have other mental disorders like anxiety, depression, body dysmorphic disorder, a disorder in which someone mistakenly believes that one part of their body is abnormal. So it's important to consider this or that disorders when making decisions about treatment. SRIs, SSRIs are used to help reduce OCD symptoms. I might ask, what's the SRI? Serotonin reuptake inhibitors and selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors are used to reduce OCD symptoms. So you've probably heard that people with OCD, they clean compulsively, they're extremely neat and orderly. However, this is true, it is not always the case, I promise you. There are many pervasive myths about OCDs, and it's very unfortunate. One of the most common ones is that every person with this mental health condition is extremely focused on cleaning and organizing everything around him. This isn't accurate. In fact, quite a number of people with OCD are actually quite the opposite. You wouldn't realize if you learned about this condition from movies, television shows, and the portrayal of the condition might have influenced the way some people actually trivialize it in their everyday scenarios. Like, I see someone always cleaning their room, and the first thing that blots out of that your mouth is that you have OCD. That's not how things work. Don't tease your ultra neat friends about being so OCD, or they could refer to their own in everyday scenarios. So they might tease their ultra neat friends as being so OCD, or they could refer to their own cleaning habits as OCD. Do you understand? It is not right. Some people with OCD, they have compulsions around cleanliness and orderliness. However, this is not a diagnostic requirement and not the only way OCD actually manifests. I hope you're getting it. So it's important to acknowledge this, because people that live with OCD who are not focused on cleaning might find it difficult to look for or accept their diagnosis. So it's important to acknowledge that these guys, it's not only this way that OCD actually manifests. So somebody who their symptom for OCD is not through cleaning and orderliness will not actually think that they don't have OCD when they truly, truly need help. So please don't let us trivialize this mental conditions. Now, the question is, Oyinko, I get what you're saying, but can somebody have OCD and be messy? Absolutely, yes. You can have OCD and be untidy. I heard that there are different types of OCD. So this behavior might result from the disorder or just like an aspect of your personality. OCD is characterized by two symptoms, like I said, compulsions and obsessions. So you need to actually look at how you just throw these things around. Most times OCD is not about cleanliness and neatness. Sometimes OCD is not about cleanliness and neatness. So don't think that because you go out of your way to clean your room, go out of your way to clean your house, you have OCD. You may not intend to belittle anyone, but language matters. These expressions, they dismiss the complexity of OCD symptoms, and they may also perpetuate the idea that OCD is not only about cleanliness and wanting to be neat. It could marginalize many people with the condition who may or may not know that they have it. So let's be very careful with the way we speak. If you live with OCD and you don't fit into this stereotype, you might find it difficult to figure out or accept your diagnosis. So in fact, you might not identify your compulsions as compulsions in the first place. This in turn could lead to you not seeking or accepting help. But please, people with OCD get well and focused on cleaning might also become resistant and frustrated if others don't believe their diagnosis because they don't meet the condition stereotypes. So please and please, let's know how we address the situation, how we talk about mental illnesses, how we refer to our friends, because you don't know who is who and you don't know what is going on with anybody. I really hope that this helped. I sincerely really hope that this helped, and I hope that you've learned a thing or two today. So please and please and please, my darlings, please and please don't trivialize. And if you think that you have any of the symptoms I mentioned, please reach out to a psychiatrist, reach out to a counselor or anybody that could help you. Yeah, I really hope that you've learned today, and it was a pleasure teaching. Yeah, thanks for listening, guys. Don't forget to share with a friend and tune in some other time. I remain your host, Oluwade Oyinkosala, also known as She Speaks, and you've just listened to the She Speaks podcast.